Monster. Whiskey Uniform Tango Radio. What's going on, guys? It's episode 34 coming at ya from the studio. Mr. Neil is here with us. What's going on, bro?
Not much, buddy. How are you doing?
Man, doing great. But you know, I realized something. You told me this like literally just now, and I find it absolutely mind-blowing.
Now, what's that?
We are 34 episodes in.
Yeah.
And I was giving out the wrong email. So if we want to clarify this for the people, I feel like that's the most hilarious thing. So I was saying that it's WUTpodcast@gmail.com.
It is Whiskey Uniform Tango Radio. So WUT Radio @gmail.com.
So that explains why our inbox is so barren.
Well, I was getting in spam for all the porn I've been watching.
Oh no. You're getting spammed, you're getting upgrade invites, you're getting
right.
People want to join your WhatsApp.
Yeah. Inviting me to their hangouts and stuff. I don't know what this is. Yeah. What's technology?
Some guy in like the middle of nowhere. What the hell?
What is those emails?
What do you
I'm
mean
getting?
I'm loud?
Your mics are peaking? What? Actually, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Well. Hey, it's January 27th. The government shutdown is finally suspended.
Oh, it is.
Congratulations. We made it.
Dude, I didn't realize this.
We've gone full circle and a little more now. It's very exciting.
Wow. Okay. Fun. I honestly didn't even know.
Yeah, happened. Like 2 days ago, they were like, we're going to suspend the shutdown.
Did they come up with like a compromise?
No.
No, just...
No, that would be a mature thing to do.
Oh, okay. So they're just like, hey, you know what? I still hate you, but people need their jobs.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, even though they were working, but they weren't getting paid. So people need their money from their jobs.
And I thank you to everyone out there who is working without getting paid. I appreciate what you do.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for being the you that you do so well.
So well. The you that you bring to the table. I don't know. Anyways. Today, Whiskey Uniform Tango Tradition, we have our respecting of the liquor.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And this is a special occasion because this was a liquor that my good cousin brought for me. This is the Macallan Highland, what does that say?
Macallan Highland Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, 12 years old, like me.
Is 12 years old like you?
Yes. Ah. natured exclusively in the perfect balance of sherry, seasoned American and European oak casks. Wow.
Do you want to read the back?
How long is the back?
No.
Okay. There's too many words here. I don't care.
I'll sprint through it.
I'll start with a government warning if you want.
Start with the government. According to the Surgeon General, women
moving on.
Okay, so the back of this bottle says, our unfaltering obsession with selecting the finest casks and distilling superior spirits reveals an unmatched investment in the time and extraordinary commitment to mastery. This single malt is a harmonious unit of whiskeys matured exclusively in the perfect balance of American and European oak casks, seasoned with sherry from Jerez, Spain. A minimum of 12 years of maturation results in a honeyed, indulgent, and rounded single malt. Its character defined the unmistakable prominence of the American oak style. Please savor responsibly.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to do today.
That's what we're doing today. And this
As
is actually...
not only savor, but also respect.
Anyways, it's a special occasion.
Oh, boy.
Because I was telling Junior, I was like, I'm not going to open this unless we have special occasions. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can hear that. We're fine. But the special occasion is that me and Cammy are expecting baby number two.
Oh, my goodness.
This is actually a pretty awesome...
Fatherhood continues.
Fatherhood continues.
For more than 12 years.
For more than 12 years, yes.
Which is maturation for whiskey, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
But not children.
For basic whiskey. I gotta get the water out of this.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Okay. So here we go. Macallan 12. Mm-hmm. You go, sir.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness. ASMR is real. All right, so lovely, lovely Macallan 12 in the cups, ready to go. It's going to be beautiful, fabulous. Thank you, sir. You may partake of your glass. So let's do this. Respecting of the liquor, Macallan 12. Cheers, sir.
Why is that smooth?
It's really smooth,
right? I don't understand.
It's fantastic.
I thought I like it drank the wrong drink for a second. Like, it didn't make sense to me.
You're like, well, that's just a cup of water. No, no, no. It is beautiful. It's very smooth. Hints of sweetness. Yeah.
It's almost just, like a wine-like quality to me.
Yeah.
Really
all
weird.
Around. And it's a scotch. And so normally they say you shouldn't blend that with it and mix it. You shouldn't mix it with anything. But like, yeah, just by itself. I mean, it's not overpowering. It's not killing your palate.
I was very much expecting to be like, all right, and cough. And 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. Dude, I want to keep it. I want to have it here.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Mmm. Mmm.
Mmm.
12 years was the right amount.
12 years is perfect. I know they think, I think they have like a 28 also and stuff like that.
I want to know.
But I think the maltiness makes it sweeter. I think that's my guess. Usually. I don't know. But anyways.
You can find out more at themacallan.com.
The Macallan. The Macallan?
The Macallan Radio.com.
You send them emails.
Good luck.
Okay. Yeah. So today is January 27th. Next Sunday is the Super Bowl.
Is that here already?
It honestly is.
Oh my gosh.
And we got the Rams against
the Patriots.
Patriots. Oh, that's exciting stuff. And
12-year-old me is very excited.
The 12-year-old you?
Yeah.
Why?
12-year-old me played, I want to say it was like Madden 2006 or 5.
Ooh, nice.
And the Rams were real good then. They were real good. They were my team.
They were the St. Louis Rams then.
Sure, we'll say yes.
Because now it's the L.A. Rams, which is weird.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
It doesn't
roll.
How
recent is that?
Maybe 2-3 years ago.
Oh, cool. Not
it doesn't recent. Roll off the tongue.
No, it does not.
The Los Angeles Rams but versus St. Louis Rams. So St. Louis fans everywhere are rolling in their graves.
Right.
That's all I'm saying, man.
That's fine.
That's brutal. And so the Rams got a few good calls and trumped the Saints. Now they're in.
There we
you
go.
Heard about that call, right?
No.
It was a
Rittered.
Beeline post route. They threw the ball up. Maybe a split second before the guy caught it, the Rams defender just plowed over this guy. Like,
oh,
just
some sweet pass
him.
Interference?
Like, his shoes were still on the field. Like, that's how hard of a hit it was. Like, he was horizontal. He was parallel to the ground.
Like, he intersected like, this man at two right angles.
At two right angles. This dude was just destroyed.
Bisected
like,
this man.
He woke up at age 6. That's what happened. He was seeing birds. Like, you could hear it. Like, I felt it in my chest, and I was watching it on TV. Like, that's how hard of a hit it was. But the referees didn't make a call.
Okay.
No defensive pass interference was called. And so, yeah. I mean, I feel like Ray Charles could have made that call. But yeah, so that's what happened.
Well, I mean, Ray Charles couldn't have made that call.
Yes, he could have.
Because he's dead.
I got it. I gotcha. I thought you were
he's
making
also
a blind
joke. No, that was your joke. All right.
Stupid. But yeah, so the Rams going through. Patriots going through.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. But what I'm bringing up mainly is episode 32. We talked about, or I talked about, the lovely smorgasbord, the spread.
Yeah.
Spread of food that usually comes to these games, the feast.
The myriad of different foods.
The harvest.
Ah, here we go.
So people treat these things like a potluck. They bring whatever they want to bring. And so we're going to come up with a lovely 10 commandments for you of things that should not appear on the kitchen table during the football game. And what I'm very passionate about this, Neil.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is, if you're going to a football game, you're going to watch the sports, you're going to see all this stuff, you should have finger foods.
Right.
And maybe some barbecue or hot dogs, hamburgers,
sure.
Junk like that. But hummus. People bring hummus to these things.
How dare you bring your own thing that you enjoy to someone's home?
Some freaking chickpea soup. Don't you bring that here.
All right. So are we picking 10 things that should not show up on the table?
We should come up with a list of 10.
Or 10 things that you should. I feel like that's played out.
That's too easy.
That's too easy. Yeah.
Yeah, we go things that you shouldn't bring.
All right.
Okay. So first things first.
I'm the realist.
Hummus. No hummus here.
Oh, right.
First, I'm the real... Iggy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's back.
Iggy's not back.
Well, relevant.
Iggy's not relevant.
She never was.
No.
All right, so hummus.
Hummus.
Number one, easy.
Number one, off the top of the head, no hummus. Stop that.
Okay, number two, Play-Doh. Don't do it.
Play-Doh.
We eat food here.
You stop bringing Play-Doh. You don't eat that Play-Doh. It looks good. It looks like ice cream, but I swear to God.
It's not wasabi. It's Play-Doh.
It's fucking Play-Doh.
Don't do it.
Oh, number three, wasabi. Don't you bring wasabi into this house.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Sushi's okay.
Sushi's fine. I agree. It's completely. Sushi's
that checks
fine.
Out.
Wasabi, though.
No, don't do it.
Stop with the wasabi.
The kids could think it's Play-Doh and try to play with it.
Are we saying sushi's okay to bring to a Super Bowl party?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Fight me.
Sushi's fine.
Sushi checks out. I already
sushi
said it.
Sushi
it's
checks
too
out.
Late. You can't
it's,
go back.
It's been done.
You can't fix that in post.
You can't.
It's done.
Chinese food.
Okay.
Can Chinese food appear at a Super Bowl party? I think it depends on what you bring. Lo mein noodles?
Yeah.
No. You said yeah?
I was saying like, yeah, I was like, continue. Sorry, not like, yeah, as in you're fine.
No. No. Lo mein noodles should not appear. You
more
should
like
not have...
no mein to the lo mein.
We're talking finger foods. Are you going to try and finger some spaghetti? Uh-uh, not today.
Not today.
Not today in this household.
No spaghetti.
Spaghetti. That's number six.
No spaghetti.
We're already on spaghetti.
Sorry.
Golly, number six already.
Are
pizza's
we on six?
Fine. Stromboli's cool.
Okay.
Calzones.
Calzones are fine.
Great.
You win, Ben Wyatt. It checks out this time.
Great reference. That's such a good reference.
He's on board. Ice Town's okay. All right, so calzones check out. Calzones are fine.
Calzones
no spaghetti.
No spaghetti. Salad? Can you bring a salad? Salads are okay.
Yeah.
People
depend on the kind of salad.
Ooh. Wedge salad? No, get out of here with your wedge salad.
Sure.
Isn't that the one where they just take like the big ass chunk of lettuce and they're just like, salad.
Two salads. No. No caprese salad? If you're giving me a salad, give me a real salad. I don't
want
no...
A hearty Caesar house salad.
Sure.
Maybe some
croutons.
You put
some grilled chicken in that?
Ooh,
sure.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Done. Okay.
That's a tasty pie.
We've approved this.
All right, ready? Takeout food. I'm going to say no.
No to takeout.
I think there's an amount of reverence you have to put into your dish.
Uh-huh.
If you just get it to go on the way and bring it, you're like, hey, guys, I got a 32
I got two
count.
Brown bag specials for you.
I got two number four strip meals.
Just, you brought chicken strips.
on that note, though, if you have to call ahead to order it because it is 100 whatever count,
yeah.
That's fine.
There's effort.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort. I understand that. Actually,
so number
no, I've
four or five,
come,
I don't know which one. Six?
I think we're on seven. I don't know.
I feel like we skipped one.
We're still going.
Sure. We'll keep going.
Oh, yeah. Done.
For the people.
I actually brought to a Super Bowl party one of those big ass, like 20 box things of tacos from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That works. That's a game changer.
Sure. You bring one from Jack in the Box, get out of here.
Get out of here.
That's find another party. Go
Taco Bell is America's number one Mexican restaurant.
Jack in the Box is not food.
No, it's not. It's like a pate.
Yeah.
That they put in like a weird soggy corn tortilla.
No. It's disappointment.
They give you hot sauce with it, but like that we know that's just a cover up.
The hot sauce is even a hot
it's
sauce.
It's just extra grease.
Yeah. They scrape it in there. They're like, eh, it's fine.
Good stuff. Although their midnight munchie meals next level. I actually do appreciate that.
Some of their sandwiches are all right, too. The burgers are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I like the...
There's like a sriracha burger.
Yeah. Cool. That's
thank
was,
you, my
oh,
man.
It's so good. I did talk about this. I think this is okay, but...
Okay.
But I don't know about Super Bowl party status. I talked about this in the last episode. Neil introduced me to a lovely pizza.
Yeah.
with a pretzel crust.
Oh, shit's delicious. I was like, what are you going to say?
And was it barbecue chicken and sriracha?
I like weird pizzas, man.
I talked about it in the last episode. I was like, what brought you to that combination, Mr. Neil?
I knew a guy. I knew a guy who used to work at a pizza place.
Okay.
So he tried a bunch of weird shit. And that was one thing. He's like, trust me, pretzel dough. And I was like, the fuck is wrong with you?
He looks at you, bro, looks around.
Pretzel dough. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much our whole back and forth. So like, yeah.
Awesome. Where else are we on? We're on 7 on the list.
Yeah, I right think now. So. Ice cream.
Ice cream steak?
Okay. Ice cream steak, yeah.
Ice cream should not be... Wait.
So you have to bring out the ice cream. If you leave it on the table, it's going to get melted and gross.
This is true.
I like ice cream. However, if you don't have the forethought of how presentation implies, leave it at home. Don't bring it to the table.
Or just kill the presentation. If you try to present ice cream to somebody in a glass bowl...
You taste with your eyes first.
It's gonna melt. It's gonna melt, and I like my milkshakes in a cup.
I want my milkshake to bring the boys to the yard.
Not to the bathroom with terrible diarrhea.
Steak, you were saying.
Steak.
Okay.
I feel like you shouldn't bring steak because, like, picture this. Here's a scenario. You're sitting in the living room of someone's house. There's food everywhere.
Right.
Not Chinese food, not wasabi. We've gone over this. But
right. No Play-Doh.
No Play-Doh. But the something's happening on the screen. You're getting excited. You stand up. Yeah. And all your steak is on the floor.
And suddenly your 6-ounce filet is on the floor.
It's more like ground beef.
It has fallen to the floor.
It's ground chuck now.
And now it's just filthy.
It's just sad. I feel like, yeah, no, no steaks. Just cut that out.
I'm gonna go ahead and mend that a little bit.
Okay.
If you prepare your steak on a skewer.
Ooh, like a shish kebab.
Like a shish kebab. If it is like medallions, that's okay.
You know what? I agree. I will agree to this too. So, number 7, however.
Subsection A.
Subsection A.
Small steaks are okay.
Small steaks.
If I have to worry about a bone in my steak, if you give me like, you know, or if there's like, if it's like a ribeye or something that's like too fatty and I have to deal with like an ounce of fat that this dog could eat.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to deal with that.
No, you don't.
Give me some medallions. Because
you're sitting there watching the game. You're excited. You're not paying attention to your steak. Next, you know, Fido's over here gargling down a ribeye. It's gross. Cut that out.
You shouldn't do that.
However, skewers are okay.
Skewers are okay.
Skewers.
Skewers.
Skewers. Fish. Is fish okay?
No.
Okay, fair enough. However, no, shrimp.
Done. 9.
Number 9. Shrimp.
Yeah, okay.
Shrimp's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think shrimp's okay. I mean, like, I think like the standard cocktail platter with shrimp and cocktail sauces.
Crawfish.
Yeah.
Crawfish is good.
Sure.
You know what I had at a Super Bowl party? Boiled peanuts.
Okay.
Boiled peanuts are pretty fantastic, especially if you're in the East Coast. In the South
Texas. Are they better in the East Coast?
In South Texas, in Houston, Texas, I do not believe that boiled peanuts have any spot at the table. Because everyone will start questioning them, and you're going to be watching the game, you're going to hear, I'm going to try these peanuts! And you're going to be like, shut up!
The game's on.
The game's on.
That's why you're here.
You wait till the commercial, but even then, don't talk during the commercials. Because the Super Bowl commercials.
Want to watch this on YouTube later? Come on.
No, I don't want to watch it later.
It's 2019, I don't have time for that.
Now. People are going to be tweeting it, and it's going to go ahead and just ruin the whole thing. It's spoilers. There's spoilers all over the place with Super Bowl commercials.
Was that 8 or 9? I think it was 8, and then we were talking about fish, and then we just went to 9.
I feel like shrimp also goes with crabs.
Yeah.
And
so boiled peanuts was 9. If you're forbidden that in the South.
However, East Coast, it's okay.
Okay. Lastly.
Number 10.
I'll think about this for a second here.
Okay.
What holds the coveted spot of the number one thing, number 10 thing that you should not bring to the table?
Like the 10th of the worst.
Yeah.
It's not even the number one.
Yeah. The ultimate.
The ultimate.
Not the penultimate. That was bull peanuts, as we just learned.
Yes.
The ultimate.
The ultimate thing
that you should not bring to the table.
Which is at the number 10 spot.
We're going in, it's a magnitude scale.
Okay, cool. So this is the absolute top 10 worst.
Right, that should not kill.
10 being the worst.
Right.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know. Okay. I'll try to build up so we can think about it.
I wouldn't even think. I thought you had something. Okay, no. Number 10. If you're bringing...
Number 10.
Burritos.
Yeah, don't bring burritos.
Don't bring burritos. Actually...
If okay, so...
I think burritos would be cool.
I think if they're cut into smaller pieces, like uh-huh. Like they have like a like third size burritos,
yeah,
those are fine.
Fine.
I don't think this holds up to number 10. This is not the number 10 I was expecting.
Avocados.
Yeah.
If you have a sliced avocado thing, I don't appreciate it. Like
is that your number 10 stance?
Sliced avocados on a toast.
Number 10. If you bring avocados, I don't really appreciate it. I would appreciate if you did
don't
bring
it. Okay. All right. Let's stop and think about this. I saw this on a kid's cartoon. They said, you're going to stop and think. So we're going to stop and think.
Number 10.
And figure out number 10.
Cow's tongue.
Fucking hell. No,
don't do
bring
it.
Cow's tongue.
We're going to think it's something else.
It looks like a giant dick.
Okay. I don't want it.
We don't want that.
Also dicks. Don't bring dicks.
Don't bring dicks. It's not a bachelorette party. This is a football game. No girls allowed.
And that's the Super Bowl. Bring your friends and family. Not your cow dicks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta
That is the Whiskey Uniform Tang.
Whiskey
Tango
Uniform Tango.
Promise.
Worst.
Bring your friends, not your enemies.
Bring your friends. Keep your enemies close.
But not your Super Bowl party.
Not a Super Bowl party. Okay. Okay.
And expressions that don't apply for 400, Alex.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Let's talk drinks.
Good. All right.
So you're at the Super Bowl party.
The number 10 drinks.
You're at the Super Bowl party. Your mouth is dry from all that terrible wasabi, all that
right.
steak that you've been
munching on. Well, the Play-Doh you actually been eating.
The Play-Doh that you had no point in munching on.
I thought it was wasabi.
You eat with your eyes. Okay. So.
What drinks are allowed?
Beer's okay.
Yeah.
Shirley Temple for the non-alcoholics?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Orange juice?
Yeah.
Fine. Milk?
Yeah.
Sure. Sprite?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Sierra Mist?
Yeah.
Sierra Mist is great. Actually, fuck Sierra Mist.
So my plan was to say yes to everything and then see how far it went.
But you agreed to Sierra Mist. 7 Up?
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Do you want to do off-brands? Off-brand Cokes?
Okay.
Cola?
Yeah, you know what? I understand it's you have to buy a lot of those, and I understand. You know.
It's cheaper. That's true. You get more bang for your buck with cola.
But I don't like it.
It's not brand name.
It's fine, but he doesn't like it. don't bring Mr. Pibb in here.
Don't Mr. Pibb.
I'm
Dr. K.
Fine. Dr. K. I'm not a big Dr. K guy.
Dr. K. It doesn't taste exactly.
Leave Fanta at home. Don't bring Fanta.
Which Fanta, though? Orange
Fanta? Any of them.
Wait,
because
Crush.
There's no caffeine.
Crush is good.
Correct, because Crush has caffeine, and it's sweeter. Fanta tastes better. Mm-hmm. However, there is no caffeine. I'm not trying to fall asleep during this three-hour game.
Exactly. It's a long game. There could be some little droning moments. You have the white noise of the crowd.
I want to see all the close-ups of Tom's face. Like,
Tom
I want to know.
Tom Brady face moments. All
I
of them.
I want to know. I'm not going to fall asleep. Don't trick me with your fake caffeine to drink.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's orange. I don't care if it's pineapple. I don't care if it's grape. Those grape. Are all the flavors. Yeah, they make grape Fanta.
Grape Fanta.
It's delicious. Yeah, it's so good.
Cool.
It's much better than the regular Fanta.
Not grape soda.
Grape
soda
is great.
Grape soda. Cool.
I said grape,
you
not
said grape.
Grape.
You
I
said
grape.
Grape. I heard grape.
Those consonants are very similar. I don't.
Okay, fine. All right, but grape soda
sure.
might be cool. Someone needs to get
don't
on
bring
that.
Grapes. Crepe. Grapes are fine. Crepes are not fine.
Yeah.
Don't bring crepes.
Don't bring crepes to the
don't
Super
bring
Bowl.
Your
number
thing.
11.
It continues.
It continues.
Don't bring crepes.
Nice.
If I have to like cook my own food, if I can get it in a German market, you probably shouldn't bring it. No Glühwein.
Glühwein's okay in Christmas.
No. Okay, thank you. It's like, how dare you?
How
I take
dare
a stance.
You?
Yeah, so you know what? I think most things that you can find at a store are probably fine.
You can find a lot of things at a store, Neil.
For drinks.
okay for drinks.
I think that, like, for the most part, I think you're pretty much fine with everything. I really think the drinks are pretty safe.
Cool.
As a whole. Unsweet tea. Don't do it.
Yeah, no. We bring that shit sweet. Don't make me work for my tea.
We're in the South here. I'd really appreciate sweet tea.
Sweet teas.
I'm not trying to work to make my drink drinkable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's too much effort. I'm watching the game. I don't want to sit there and look down and focus on something else.
If I'm sitting there watching and I hear Tom three chairs down, who's like, because he's trying to stir his drink, I don't have time for that. Shut up. I'm trying to hear this call. It's not like he's going to motion with his big hand or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to know.
You got to see it.
Was that legal?
No.
Did this man get bisected? I got to know.
Not at all.
You know, long story short, have fun, people.
Have fun.
Go out there, be safe.
Good times.
Good times.
Drink responsibly. Don't point at that.
Good times. Have fun. Bring your friends and family, but not your Play-Doh.
But not your Play-Doh. Cool.
Cool. Hey, you know what else happened in 2019?
What's up?
Do you want to talk more about the football? The football?
No, I think we covered it.
Okay, cool.
We spent almost 30 minutes.
No, we didn't.
We almost did. That's about 28 minutes right there. 26?
Okay.
Shh. If you're looking at your phone to see if where we're at, shush.
Just don't. Just
we're fine.
Let the surprise take
you. Let it ride.
Hey, I've been looking at buying a car recently.
Oh, really? What are you looking into?
That's the problem.
Oh.
So, right now, if you're a guy who likes cars that make noises and look the part.
When they go vroom.
Yeah. I that's really out of the stock. But, you know, if I can do something small to make my car sound a little better, sure.
Yeah.
We're in a very sad place in the car industry, and it's very sad. If you look for modern cars that are sweet, sporty cars that have the things you want, like turbos or manuals or whatever else, you're in a tough spot.
Isn't it because we're trying to, like, reduce our footprint?
Yes.
Okay, so you have...
There's a lot of...
little weak cars out here.
There's a lot of weak cars. It's very fuel efficient, which is great, but, like...
But not in a nice car.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want something I'll feel good driving and have fun driving. I like a fun vehicle. I drive a lot, and I like to drive.
Yeah. I mean, most of these green vehicles can drive farther, but you want to have more fun while you're driving.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll pay a little extra... each mile to enjoy each mile that I'm driving.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yep.
For me. I get it.
So I've been looking at a couple different vehicles, but the big problem is the selection and stuff around that modern car just isn't really there.
It's like these
they
Teslas.
Just discontinued. Yeah, I mean, those are also stupid expensive. Also electric. So, I mean, like, recently they just discontinued the Focus RS, which is kind of disappointing. That was maybe 2 years ago they discontinued that, which is, like, Focus's hatchback vehicle, which was, like, towed at, like, 350 horsepower. It was all-wheel drive with turbo and a manual. It's everything I want.
Yeah.
It's a little steep. I don't know, it's just, like, 38K. But the problem is it's a Focus.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at a car, you have to consider the price, right? And then you have to consider insurance.
Yeah, this is true.
And if you're looking at a sporty car, insurance sucks, man.
For real. It's because they're expecting you to go fast. They think you're going to get in an accident. You're a liability.
And how they work, right, is that, like, if you buy a car that people buy and crash a lot, a la the Honda S2000.
The Mustang.
Mustangs aren't that bad, actually.
People get in wrecks with them, though. Lots.
They do, but they're not considered sport cars.
Okay.
Take that, Mustang drivers. They're just considered regular sedans. So, like, Focuses, for instance, are everyone's, like, go-to. I want a safe car. It's Ford. It's reliable.
Yeah.
The insurance for that is, like, $350 a month, I think, something like that, on top of your car payment. And it just sucks.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So they're releasing a new Super, which is cool. Because the Super has been discontinued since 2003.
Yeah.
And it's coming out.
Looks
2019.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love it.
Just like they're releasing the, what is it, the Bronco? The Ford Bronco? Oh, I'm excited for that,
I'm not
too.
Sure. I haven't seen it. I've seen the new, like, Ford Rangers that are coming out.
Ford Rangers.
Which is, like, okay, if you want a small truck, that's fine, but you should probably just buy an F-150.
Yeah. I like the Bronco, though. It's like, It's like, you know how like most Fords, like if you put the hard cover over the bed, it looks like that.
It's like a truck.
Built like a truck with a roof. It's pretty cool.
Built like a Ford. Thank you.
Built like a Ford. We don't have a sponsorship there with it.
No.
That'd be cool.
The new Super is cool, but hey, no manual. Hmm. It's a 3JZ, so it's going to be pretty similar to what we got going on in the old models. And it's very much like a Mark IV, if you know what that is.
Nope.
I like how I'm explaining this to the people who don't know what this is.
Me.
For the people who know what this is, I don't know what I'm doing. This doesn't make sense. Hey, my demographic doesn't exist. Hey, it's coming out. I hate its design. Please.
Doesn't it look triangular?
Yeah, but so did the Mark III, Mark IV, rather.
Oh, yeah.
Like the toted Fast and Furious one from 1 and also 5.
I like the curviness.
It's a curvy vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Celica Supras, like pretty much everyone since the Mark III has been a little more round.
Yeah, that's true.
Although there could be more curvy and less angular. They're still trying to do like the 2018, like all my cars are angry look.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that.
It's true.
Everything's mad.
Everything's so angry.
It's like, how angular can we be?
Do you look at cars like I do, where like the headlights are the eyes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
So. There's some really good pictures out there that have like faces drawn next to a bunch of different cars.
I gotta see them.
That's really good. The Nissan Juke one is really, really funny. Do you know what the Juke looks like?
I know what the Juke looks like.
So the middle piece that comes down is just like a giant buck tooth.
Those teeth stick out.
That's
awesome.
That's great.
That's cool.
I want to save it, to my phone just for when I'm feeling a little down. I look at that and I'm like,
look at that stupid Juke. Doesn't it have a turbo?
Yeah.
Juke has a turbo button.
It does. I want to say it does. I look at him like, you know, on paper, this is kind of what I want. I'm not buying that car.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
You know what kind of a car I've been looking at, though, that I like? First off, I'm a truck man. I like trucks. I want a truck. But the Golf GTI is dope for a hatchback.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's cool.
No, you're right.
I like that car.
I hate the GTI.
Shut up.
It's the GTI. I don't love Volkswagen as a company.
I think they have some cool stuff.
Yeah, you know, if you're into Euro trash, it's pretty good.
Euros, okay. Hold up.
No, it's
German,
it's like,
engineering, man.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Right.
It's just a bitch to be a mechanic for those things. So there's so many like little things about it. You can't really
the mechanical
do it
system, the electrical systems in those are a pain in the dick
there's
to work
no
on.
DIY with those cars.
No,
they're made a certain way. Don't fix them. Nine.
They'll break themselves. It's fine. You get a certified repairman for that.
Ouch. Okay.
The GTI is cool, but it's one of those things that, like, if you've ever talked to anyone who owns a GTI, it gets a little grating.
Oh, okay.
With me and my GTI. And it's
okay.
There's
one of those
a demographic. Yeah.
Oh, God. Like,
hop the GTI. You
it's
know?
A Jeep thing.
Yeah, kind of. It's like that. There's a lot of pride with those vehicles.
But why Jeeps? I mean, I get it. There's an annual Jeep festival in Houston.
Big
and it
cars.
Gets weird.
Military vehicles that came off the military and were sold to everyday man.
Like the Hummer.
Yeah, except they...
No one buys Hummers.
They're being made still. That's the difference. Where Hummers aren't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
In Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition, I bought a Hummer and painted everything gold. It was a solid gold Hummer.
That's pretty swanky.
Mm-hmm.
That's gangster, as
thank you.
The childrens would say.
Uh-huh. It was very gangster.
Speaking of gangster, I actually saw this the other day. Picture an Escalade.
Okay.
All right. You're thinking of an Escalade.
Yeah.
Picture a white, okay? A sweet, stormtroopered out white Escalade.
Are we talking like Arctic white or like how white are we going? Like true white? Like almost
a
little blue?
Like stormtrooper. Not true white, but Arctic white.
Okay. Sure.
Like bones.
Okay.
And windows are tinted black.
Okay.
On giant rims.
Okay.
Okay. These rims are also white. Okay. Now take this Escalade and put it on a 4-foot lift.
Oh.
So this Escalade, the wheels are on the ground. The Escalade is basically flying. And there's these giant purple suspension.
Oh.
System.
Yeah.
And this thing is just ginormous.
I don't know if I like the purple call on that. I feel like if they want just like white and black panda, that would look a little nicer.
That'd be cool. But that's what this was. It was basically a 4-foot lift. It was ginormous. Giant spread out stance, big old like maybe 28s. just a giant beast of a lift on this Escalade.
Right.
And they're, of course, blaring hip-hop music. I get it. Whatever.
The
hip-hop music.
I don't judge you by your music, but I did judge the guy because I was like, I know what kind of guy is driving that car. And sure enough, it was a little a chubby Mexican dude with a shaved head, wearing those stupid thin square glasses, and just mean mugging everybody.
I feel like that's part of the contract when you sign a vehicle like that. They're like, hey, by the way, when you get in this car, you can't look happy ever. When you have to mean mug every person you look at.
When you buy this car, you'll turn Mexican. You'll get shorter and fatter. You'll shave your head and gain 42 pounds.
It's a good car.
Good stuff. Escalades are pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I feel like they're overrated when they first started out.
Yeah.
Now underappreciated.
I like a good Range Rover.
Range Rovers are cool.
Yeah.
I feel like they're too tall.
They're a little tall.
Wait, I'm thinking of
Land Rovers?
Land Rover. They're tall.
I like Land Rovers.
Land Rovers are pretty nice, but they're tall.
They're very tall.
Range Rovers are a little bit more wide.
Yeah, I would have it lowered a little bit. Mm. Like, not a lot, but like I'd have it like...
Scraping.
No. Slammed. No. Like an inch and a half, 2 inches down.
Okay, I gotcha.
Something tasteful. Get rid of that wheel gap.
A tasteful dip.
Yeah. Look, man. Once you see the wheel gap, you can't not see the wheel gap. That's
all
I'm saying.
It's so true. Oh, that's the same thing what I want to do with a truck. But if I get a truck, I want to put like a nice 2-inch lift on it. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
But just a nice one where it just sits just a little taller.
My buddy has his F-150 and he has it, the front is dropped so it's equal to the back. Because by default, I want to say that the front half is out up like maybe an inch and a half, something like that.
Really?
2 inches, yeah.
Because my buddy,
so he has
my friend,
my friend with his F-150.
No, my friend has a Chevy.
That's how you know we're in Texas.
My friend has a Chevy, and he lifted the front to create the nice flat. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I didn't think that Fords were like lean back.
Yeah, well, yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, no bags on this one. Yeah, it just does that.
Saddlebags.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Airbags, buddy.
Airbags.
Would you get airbags in a car?
Would I?
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
Not those airbags. Do you know? Okay. Do you know a modern airbags? All right. So.
Okay.
We're going to put in airbags and a compressor in the vehicle. Okay.
What does this do?
When you park. Locked car, right? Goes down another 2 inches. It's lower when you park the car.
That's so stupid.
Hell yeah. American cars lower and wide. No, I don't really.
Okay.
It's real stupid. But I do like wide cars and I like low cars.
Wide cars are cool.
Yeah. One I'm actually thinking about buying, I might buy an older 370Z, one of the Nismos.
Nice.
And then put a wide body kit on that.
That's cool. That's really cool.
It's dumb.
No, that's cool. I appreciate
that. Those cars aren't great. Like, I know that.
No, that's my dream car.
For what those are, and like growing up in like the Need for Speed era,
yeah,
that was like my second tier car every time, and that was always what I went for. So
when I was little, I saw one of those cars in Corpus Christi, and it was lowered.
Yeah,
and that thing just looked like it was solid, like it was not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it.
Have you seen
them
with wide body kits?
No.
Oh, my friend,
he's pulling out a phone.
Oh,
he's pulling out a picture.
Man.
I know you got pictures of this thing.
Not serious, but
oh, okay. That's fine.
We'll keep talking, and I'll show you this as we talk.
Are you a roller coaster fan, Neil?
Yeah. What brings that up?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I like roller coasters.
Roller coasters?
I haven't been on one in a while. I like them a lot, though. They're fun.
Yeah. Kidding. I was going to keep it going.
Great.
I thought it'd be fun to just stop the conversation right there.
Hey, you ever been on a helicopter before? No. Have you been bungeed up here? No? Okay.
No. Cool. Neither have I.
Great. You want to ask open-ended questions.
Always. Love those open-ended questions.
I like these. Like that. So all near the wheelbase. Like that. It's got real wide. Not that low. I wouldn't go that low. But something like that.
That's pretty cool. I like that. The white and red is nice.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
All of the Nismo models, they're like a re-release that are a little more powerful.
Nice.
Are all like white and red.
So you know a thing that we haven't talked about before?
Yeah.
But we usually talk about it, but we decided not to, or we haven't been doing it lately, is gaming.
Gaming?
Gaming.
Okay, video games.
Video games.
Okay. Like video games or like traditional gaming, role tabletop gaming, gaming.
Pre-gaming, post-gaming? I saw this thing on Reddit actually about
our gaming.
There was somebody who wanted a DOD gaming podcast, and I was like, "Go F yourself." But we can talk about it. But what I'm talking about, it basically, because it's news recently, was worldwide. EA's servers crashed, which is hilarious.
Probably.
I laughed my ass.
That checks
off.
Out in the past.
I thought it was funny.
It's been a little while since that's happened, to be honest.
They released their VIP demo of
Anthem.
Anthem, yeah.
Mm-hmm, the new BioWare title.
Wham! Everything dropped. Battlefield 5, yeah. FIFA 19, Madden 19.
Titanfall.
Poor Titanfall. They're actually doing a Titanfall 3.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so excited. But it's done by EA this time.
It has been. Is it in-house by EA? Because Respawn's always been
developing, but not this time.
Really?
I think it was yeah.
Really? Not just published by EA?
That's a good question. But I know it's not.
That's
by
crazy.
I know it's not by the small group this time.
Fuck.
So
that's crazy.
I'm a little bummed.
Yeah,
because that was such a great game.
Yeah,
Titanfall is such an underappreciated.
And Respawn like know what they're doing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, those were the guys who were like.
It was fun. It was fun. It was fast paced. Kept you in the game.
Yeah.
Giant robots, regular guns. You can like go invisible and teleport and just destroy people. And they had freaking fatalities. Are you kidding me? That's everything that we need.
I mean, they're the people who made Call of Duty, right? Mm-hmm. Who came out and were like, all right, I'm done with this garbage. I want to make my own title. And they just wanted to make what they made. And like that's where that came from.
Yeah.
For that same multiplayer-focused game. Like, Respawn is fantastic.
Call of Duty's sad now.
It's gotten a little more sad recently.
All the customizations. Battlefield's cool. I appreciate that because you can still customize it, but it's still suitable for the time period.
Yeah.
It's not like Call of Duty where you're like, I'm going to throw a big-ass mask on this guy and make him look like he's a space nut.
Hell yeah.
Astronaut.
Well, it depends which one you're playing, too. I mean, they're usually pretty... They're period for what they are.
But they're running around reds and greens and blues, and it's like, that's not combat.
No.
That's just...
In the Black Ops series, it's futuristic. Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, man.
Fuck Fortnite.
Don't get me started.
I played it once. I hated it.
Okay, good.
I got nauseous.
Oh, boy.
I was like, let's see what the kids are playing. This is garbage.
I just can't.
You can't.
I was at a restaurant recently, and this kid just was sitting there.
Playing on his iPad.
No, worse. Like, if you're playing it, I think I'll be fine with it. This kid just sat there, and he would just cycle through the dances.
He was just watching the dances?
No, he was doing them.
He was doing the dances.
And so we're sitting there waiting at this restaurant, right? We have like a 20-minute queue. We're waiting to get
in. He's just busted a move.
Yeah, he just stand there. And he would explain to his grandma. She's like, well, what's this one? And he'd be like, oh, this one's Best Friends. And then he would just do the dance for like a good 5 to 6 seconds. And then stop. He'd be like, and this one's this one. And then would, you know, do the next thing. He'd
start busting the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was just like, I don't understand. And I just watched this kid for like a good 10 minutes as he just sat there cycling through all the dances he knew. And it was just like,
that's brutal.
I respect the enthusiasm, but I hate it.
I mean, this is the only defense I can think of for this kid, because I hate him too. But the only defense I can think of would be that you and I, when we were little, had stupid little things that we thought were cool. But with this one, it's like a full-on dance.
Yeah.
And so...
Everything about me is cool, and everything I ever liked was cool.
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what my equivalent is. I
don't know.
When I was like that age.
That age, we were skateboarding and
causing I was playing World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
But like, look, man. Josh is like, I saw you go down that slope.
I've seen it.
You were gone for weeks. Well, I had to gear up for my next raid. When I was like, so 17 or 16 is when they released Minecraft. So like, there wasn't really anything kind of equivalent to that for me. Like, the video games that I was playing at that time weren't anything so profound or as huge as this is.
Yeah.
Like, the biggest thing I can really think of is like WoW, which I was, I was 11 when WoW came out.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been September 2004.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I played that a little after that. I didn't play it launch, but I played it a couple years after and then played a lot of that game.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something that when I left the house, that stayed there.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. I feel like with the times are changing right now, more kids are playing games.
I think it's also us changing, right?
That too, but you don't hear anything about skateboarding. No one's skateboarding anymore.
Good.
There's skate parks out there. Whatnot.
Skateboarding is dead.
Skateboarding is dead. But the thing is, though, is I feel like that was like for you and me, that was like a cool thing to like be active.
Totally.
Kids aren't active anymore.
They're doing dances, Josh. They are active.
Shut up.
They're doing the dances.
If you bust out that dance, I will punch you. I don't care where we are. If we're in the middle of Walmart or James Avery, you're getting decked. Busting out a floss in front of me. Fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know.
Flossing. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Floss, kids. Make sure to actually floss.
You actually floss twice a day, once a day. Okay. Twice a day, once a week.
Don't do that. Don't get gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
It's not worth it.
It's no joke. It's real. Periodontitis.
In my absence, I got a house. That happened.
Didn't we talk about this?
No. Oh, I don't think so.
I thought we talked about your haunted house.
Maybe. I did mention that a bit. Well, one thing to mention is that when you go from like an apartment to a house, you have furniture for an apartment, not for a house. So,
you like really small couches. I'm kidding.
No, my couch, that's the opposite problem. My couch is gigantic. It's stupid.
I remember. I recall.
Yeah.
Having you lift that thing. Mm-hmm. What is that? Oh, that's the corner.
The day I found out I had ankylosing spondylitis, by the way.
Wow.
That was it.
We're going to talk about that on air. Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, there.
It's fine. It's out there now. It's more common than you think.
Right, so up until I think maybe a week or two ago, we had two rooms that literally didn't have furniture in our 3-bedroom house.
Yeah.
They were just empty.
Okay.
It was just barren.
Activity rooms.
Sure.
Yoga studio.
You could do anything because it's empty.
Zen garden.
Right. But we're finally getting
to layer of sand on the bottom of
my rock garden.
Perfect.
Except it's not rocks, they're actually just boxes I haven't unpacked yet. We'll get to it.
Eventually. There's a wall.
One fat wall pack eventually. But yeah, we actually have like furniture now. So my job has now been to learn how to hang stuff on walls and to build furniture. And well, I was like certainly built stuff before, but you know, I've followed a lot of instruction manuals to build furniture.
Nice.
And shelves and desks. And
I like it.
We're learning.
Yeah.
And growing each and every day. As you should.
As we should.
Uh-huh.
I think we're nearing time. What do you think?
Sure.
I think so. Which means you know what time it is.
What time is it? Are we going to...
We're going to see what our black friend's doing.
That's... I don't want to be on this podcast anymore.
Where is it? I really needed to talk to him the other day. Here we go. Let's see if he answers. I don't know if he'll answer, but let's find out. Wait. Oh, got it. Let's see.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh.
That was fast.
Yes.
Oh.
Hey.
So uninterested. I think it's too loud. Let me turn him down. Hey, Darnell. What's going on, man?
What's good? How are you?
All right, we're good. We welcome to episode 34 of Whiskey Uniform Tango.
You hopped again.
34. Sí, sí. Muy bien.
Say 34.
Yeah.
Okay. He speaks Spanish. Wow.
He did say muy bien, which is very good.
I know. It's pretty spot on.
Spanish.
What's good, buddy?
How are you?
Hey, man. I'm good. How about you guys? How are you?
Fantastic.
I love the small talk. How are you in New Orleans? What's going on over there? How are all the Saints fans feeling knowing that the Rams are going to the Super Bowl?
True.
That's better talk than football talk. I don't talk football. I stopped watching football after this current season.
Why?
Drama.
I'm never watching football again, man. This season just put it to a freaking nail in the coffin. It was over. As soon as
You know, I one thing I...
Man, I watched like four games total this season, uh-huh. and the fourth one was the Saints call. So I was like, yeah, I think that's about all the football I need.
He hit his quota.
That's it. That's where you cap out.
That's true. It. I mean, I guess so. Watching your home team fail.
On the bright side.
And all I could think right after the call was, this is how New Orleans loses. And then I was like thinking to myself, I bet more than half the city is looking at this game right now going, is this how it's going to happen?
Bro, I saw a video of a guy punch a TV.
On the bright side, I don't get to hear Who Dat a bunch, so Who Dat, boy.
That is the bright side, because out here, that's the start of conversation and the end of conversation.
You say Who Dat? It's like Aloha.
Right.
It's like the Aloha of New Orleans.
Oh my God, it is. We should totally, I should make it its own word.
Jesus, I hope you don't.
I hear it enough already.
Did you just yell at somebody?
No, I just said Who Dat.
Oh, okay.
I thought you just yelled at somebody just starting a conversation. Well, that's fantastic.
Well, Darnell, I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah. You know, as they say in New Orleans,
Who Dat?
Who Dat?
Later, man.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Love you. Bye. Okay.
I don't know if we're going to keep the segment anymore. Yeah,
look, man. I don't know what you're expecting.
I was expecting some fun epicness. I actually thought he yelled at somebody. Just, Who Dat? The guy, hey, man.
Things I would not be surprised about.
That was so freaking hilarious. Oh, that's awesome. But anyways, I believe that's a good spot. I believe this is a good moment to good way to end it.
Sure.
A lovely conversation with Darnell.
a check-in with our boy.
A check-in with our dude.
Our reporter out in New Orleans.
And here's Ollie with the weather. It's going to rain. The weather.
Yeah,
thanks,
okay.
Ollie.
Yeah, basically. All right.
Okay. We're going to start the outro. And now. Yeah. So anyways, Mr. Neil, where can they find you on social medias?
You can find me at O'Neilson on Twitter and about everything else.
Dupe. My name is Josh Galvin. You can find me on everything now. I'm mm-hmm. back on social media.
We back in it.
We back in it. You can find me on Instagram at the Josh Galvin.
Ooh.
And follow us on Whiskey Uniform Tango at Whiskey Uniform Tango.
If you have any questions about the show, you can shoot us an email at WUTRadio at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Whiskey Uniform Tango.
Radio.
at gmail.com.
Well, cool, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate all the support. Hope your glasses never run dry. Hope you're hanging out with all your friends. I hope you're enjoying your Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm going to say go Rams. Neil probably is going for the Patriots. But, you know, yeah. Hope you all have a great one. Take
and
it
we'll
easy.
See y'all next time.
Yes.